most of the time during this de-escalation phase, the student is not going to want to talk about what just happened. And most oftentimes the teachers honestly don't want to talk about it either because they're concerned about re-escalating the student. The good thing is, though, at this particular phase, students are usually really receptive to directions. So we need to figure out a way to give them a way to get out of the situation with some dignity. Oftentimes, teachers will do this by letting the student sit in a different area of the classroom, not a timeout area, but a separate space where instruction typically occurs. Then you can give them an independent activity that's at their instructional level. So it might be a worksheet. It could be writing their spelling words a couple times each. It could be doing a journal entry. And you could give them a prompt along the lines of, go ahead and write about just what happened. But it has to be short. It has to be something they can do independently and successfully. And it removes them from all the attention that they're getting from other students in the classroom. So this gives you as a teacher a couple of minutes, not too many, just like two or three, to get everybody else back on track and engaged in instruction. That's how we're keeping instruction moving forward, so that you can give the student who just had that big challenge an opportunity to calm down, refocus, and then we can reapproach the student in the next stage.